Kelly of the town of Stratford. Kevin, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well.
We have a...
we got these vaccinations.
Yeah.
What is that all about?
What is... there was a bill that was just voted out of committee, Kevin, on an 8-6 vote, and it was a mixed vote, Democrat and Republicans. Explain the bill that people should be concerned with.
Certainly. The bill deals with... there right now in current law is an allowance for parents who, for religious reasons, mm-hmm. decide not to immunize their children and enroll them in public schools.
Yeah.
It's actually all schools. And what we have in current law is a religious exemption that enables parents to still enroll but claim this exemption.
Okay.
In order to claim the exemption, they have to sign the exemption form and have it acknowledged. And in the law, there's a whole host of individuals from justices of the peace, notary public, town clerks, as well as school nurses.
Yeah.
So we were told on the committee initially that the reason the bill came to Children's was because school nurses no longer wanted to take the acknowledgement. That
what?
They found that they did not want to take the acknowledgement because various reasons. They I think misconstrued the purpose of an acknowledgement in that they felt that they were attesting to the truth of the statements in the affidavit and not really looking at it, that they're just somebody who takes an acknowledgement only make sure that the person signing it is actually the person who was standing in front of them signing the document.
So some of the nurses thought they were endorsing this rather than being just a legal witness to this.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. And that came clear on the public hearing because I did talk, I did question the I'm going to say the president of the school nurses guild, and she acknowledged that. And I think what came into light after the fact with the press conference was that there was another purpose here, not just about excusing school nurses. I voted no on the bill, due in large part because under HIPAA, everyone is guaranteed the right to privacy when it comes to their medical treatment, diagnosis, and medical records. And what by taking the school nurse out of that process of taking the acknowledgement, it did not leave any other officer who is HIPAA compliant in the bill.
Wow.
And so in order to exercise your religious belief, you would have to breach your right to privacy in medical records by going to a third party who is not bound by HIPAA rules.
Let
me ask you a question about this whole HIPAA thing. I've read about this, and you know, when you think about vaccinations, I believe are very, very important. But evidently, there's a majority building out there that doesn't want anything to do with vaccinations. And I'm just wondering if this is going to spread diseases again.
Well, you know, I don't know, and I can't really look at, because it wasn't part of the discussion, as to the efficacy of immunizations. We do know that the number of people exerting a religious exemption is less than 1,000 statewide.
Mm-hmm.
So the number isn't that, I'm going to say, large, but what I found disturbing was that there was no, understanding in the Children's Committee that HIPAA rules and medical information privacy were an important concept, and so that was clearly breached. And I also questioned why was an issue that was all about school nurses and their uncomfortableness with an acknowledgement in a children's committee when it should probably be better situated in a public health that could deal with the issue that you just raised, or judiciary, where you're going to deal with legal witnessing and acknowledgements.
So the bill did get through on an 8-6 vote out of the committee to remove nurses, if they want to, as legal witnesses to this. Now, is it going to hit the floor for a general vote, Kevin?
Well, it was JF to the floor.
Yep.
We'll see what leadership does with that. And in the six no votes, it was a bipartisan effort. It was not just on party lines.
Yeah.
That there were substantial opposition from both parties.
Interesting.
With the bill.
Going to be interesting,
yeah.
Is right.
All right, so we'll keep an eye on this bill. It moved out of committee. This would allow school nurses, if they so choose, not to be a legal witness, not to endorse it, but not to be a legal witness to a vaccine exemption. Kevin Kelly, Republican State Senator from Stratford. Kevin, thanks so much. We appreciate
it. Thank you, Kevin.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you. A lot of folks, a lot of controversy now, Brad. With and you know where most of it comes from, Brad? White suburban mothers.
Yes.
They're reading a lot of stuff,
yes,
on the internet saying vaccines cause this, that, and that, and it's just not true. And please, don't call me. I've dealt with these people before. Don't call me if you're an anti-vaxxer, because I know you're going to say this, that, and that. None of the stuff you cite is from any sort of major peer-reviewed empirical university study. Are vaccines completely safe? No, there's risks for
no,
everything.
But the majority
of people are fine. Stop it.